Get the latest outdoor news with the WRDN Outdoor Report weekdays 8:20 and 4:20 on 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
Operator, we must have a bad connection. If you've got someone more than me, I changed my number when she changed her mind. Operator, can't you see? There's trouble on the line. Tears are gonna fall. It happens every time she's up against the wall. Somebody broke her heart, now she's after mine. The minute that she calls, there'll be trouble on the line. Operator, now we've been disconnected. How does she keep getting through? I won't have a choice, and if I hear a voice, operator, can't you see? There's trouble on the line. Tears are gonna fall. It happens every time she's up against the wall. Somebody broke her heart, now she's after mine. The minute that she calls, there'll be trouble on the line. Trouble on the line, tears are gonna fall. It happens every time she's up against the wall. Somebody broke her heart, now she's after mine. The minute that she calls, there'll be trouble on the line. The minute that she calls, there'll be trouble on the line.
Country 1430 AM stereo. WRDN. Durand, Downsville, Pepin. And 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Secretary of State Blinken in Tel Aviv today talking about the UN Security Council resolution for a Middle East ceasefire that was passed. Blinken asked if Israel's on board.
Did you get an explicit assurance that he would, if Hamas accepts the proposal that's on the table, that the deal is done, that he reciprocally or he continues his support for it, that yes, that will clinch things?
Yes.
Blinken saying that the ball's now in Hamas's court. Meanwhile, overnight, pro-Palestinian protesters clashed with police at the UCLA campus over two dozen arrests. The jury deciding the guilt or innocence of Hunter Biden resuming deliberations this morning. They started considering the three gun charges against the president's son on Monday after prosecutors and Biden's defense attorney delivered closing arguments. The latest escalation across the DMZ. We learned that South Korean soldiers fired warning shots after North Korean soldiers crossed their border on Sunday. They returned to their side once the South fired the shots. This is ABC News.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Honey, the credit card bill came, and we're maxed out.
Maxed out cards, rent is due. We just need some extra cash to help us get by.
Maybe we should go to 27cash.com.
With our bad credit?
27cash.com is one of the largest personal loan networks. They can help people with any type of credit get up to $5,000, and cash can hit our bank account as soon as tomorrow.
When you need extra cash, go to 27cash.com. That's 27cash.com. 27cash.com.
From groan-worthy dad jokes to patching up skinned knees, your dad is one of a kind. Here's a Father's Day gift guaranteed to take him to his happy place, Omaha Steaks. Order mouth-watering gift packages starting at just $89 at omahasteaks.com with promo code QUALITY at checkout. Show your dad the love he deserves with an unconditional money-back guaranteed gift as unforgettable as he is. Visit omahasteaks.com, code QUALITY at checkout.
Omaha Steaks, America's original butcher.
Compeer Financial helped us get into our forever home.
They helped me expand more than acreage.
And helped our dairy grow for the next generation.
At Compeer Financial, we see potential in every plan.
Our unique perspective finds solutions to your challenges, and our specially trained financial team guides you every step of the way. Partner with us to make your goals possible. Compeer.com. Compeer Financial ACA is an equal opportunity lender and equal opportunity provider. And MLS number 619731, copyright 2019, all rights reserved.
Good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins with this market recap on the WRDN Morning Farm Report. At the Mercantile Exchange yesterday, milk markets were higher. July milk up 62 to 2058, August up 63 to 2097, September up 50 cents to 2080, and October up 30 to 2034. Cheese markets were higher. Barrels up 1.25 to 196 and 3/4. 40-pound blocks up 5.25 to 189 and 3/4. 3 trade a barrel, 2 trade a block on the day. Cash butter down 1.25 to 308. 6 trades on the day. Grade A non-fat dry milk steady at 119.5. No trades. Dry weigh steady at 47 even. No trades on the day. Live and feeder cattle markets moved sharply higher on the day as boxed beef prices were mostly higher. Also, the market is looking for higher cash markets as the first video livestock auction was held, the Superior Corn Belt Classic, that helped to support the market. Meanwhile, hog markets mostly lower as the market continues to really see what demand surfaces this week. Midday pork values were higher, but the trade really wants to see steady, stable demand. June live cattle up $1.75 to $183.92. August feeder cattle up $3.72 to $258.65. June hogs down 27 cents to $92.25. Chicago Board of Trade, corn, soybeans mostly higher on the day. Warm weather will move in this week with most of the rain sticking to the northern and western corn belt for the most part. And that helped to support the markets. Wheat markets mostly lower. Euro values were lower. Also, rain in the growing areas of Russia pressure the markets, along with harvest pressure in the U.S. New crop corn up 1 to 468 and a quarter. New crop beans up 1 to 1158 and 3/4. July wheat down 20 to 607 and a half. Minneapolis wheat July down 19 and a quarter to 675 and a quarter. That's national markets. Local markets are next. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Stay clean and dry while doing chores around the farm with waterproof gear from UtterTech. From waterproof bibbed overalls, aprons, pouches, jackets, and more, UtterTech has the workwear to keep you clean, dry, and working efficiently on the farm. Just machine wash and dry, and your UtterTech workwear is ready to go for the next day. UtterTech has products for veterinarians, poultry, swine, goat farmers, and even kids, too. See all the UtterTech products designed to help you on the farm at UtterTechInc.com.
Grain bids from Alsivia Co-op Durant, cash corn 4 even, July 403, new crop 413, cash and July beans 1118, new crop 1079. Big River Resources, Boyceville, cash corn 425 and 3/4, July 425 and 3/4, August 413 and a quarter, new crop 418 and a quarter. Pilgrim's Pride Arcadia, cash corn 422, August 423, new crop 418. Synergy Co-op Elk Mound, cash and July corn 401, new crop 413, cash beans 1116, July 1115, new crop 1083. Allied Cooperative Blair, cash corn 412, new crop 418, cash beans 1103, new crop 1074. Red Wing Grains, cash corn 432, July 433, August 420, new crop 423, cash beans 1163, July 1167, August 1144, new crop 1099. Meyer Brothers Grain Elk Mound, cash corn 398, July 402, new crop 413, cash beans 1120, July 1124, new crop 1083. Cattle markets from Equity, beef fed cattle 171 to 191, Holstein fed cattle 155 to 174, market cows 115 to 136, bulls 136 to 159, calves 250 to 990, beef steers 168 to 357, Holstein steers 156 to 347. Sheep markets, market lambs and light lambs 255 and down, ewes 245 and down, rams 120 and down, goat markets, does 115 and down, bucks 210 and down. That is a check of markets. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Hulu has movies. We're here to tell you again. Hulu has movies that will put you in the driver's seat like Ferrari, starring Adam Driver. Hulu has movies that will terrify you, like The First Omen plus the entire Omen franchise. Hulu has movies that will inspire you, like Origin, directed by Ava DuVernay. Hulu has movies that will make you hold on tight, like Bullet Train with Brad Pitt. We've said it before and we will keep saying it. Hulu has movies, all kinds of movies. Come check them out on Hulu.
Some people just know the more you protect, the more you save with Allstate. Because they know insurance math. Like if you protect your home and auto, Allstate can save you up to 25%. So it's like losing money if you don't bundle. Save more when you protect more. Bundle home and auto with Allstate today.
Bundled savings vary by state and are not available in every state. Saving up to 25% is the countrywide average of the maximum available savings off the home policy. Allstate Vehicle and Property Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. In the overnight, a partly cloudy sky, light winds, and temperatures in the lower 50s by daybreak. On Tuesday, we'll see some clouds around and some showers, even some thunderstorms developing across the area. South winds and highs in the mid and upper 70s. Looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Right now, it's 55.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
By the sun each morning, put my feet on a hardwood floor. I get to hear my children laughing down the hall through the bedroom door. Sometimes I sit on my front porch swing, just soaking up the day. I think to myself, this world is a beautiful place. I have been blessed, and I feel like I found my way. I thank God for all I've been given at the end of every day. I have been blessed with so much more. Love is a beautiful gift.
Well, sun on the Rockies, not even the light of day. I feel that old cabin fever coming on. But I know where I'll be when Lady Luck finally blows my way. She'll put the wind in my sails and I'll be gone. It won't be long before my ship comes in. Gonna sail right out of Colorado. Catch a ride on a warm trade wind to Puerto no one knows. She'll find me waiting when my ship comes in. Gonna board and go whichever way the wind blows. Off to find myself once again in Puerto no one knows. When my ship comes in, maybe I'm only dreaming, but it sure seems real. Somehow the wind doesn't chill quite to the bone. Or could it just be the fever? I'm running on an uneven keel, not losing sight of why I'm up here alone. It won't be long before my ship comes in. Gonna sail right out of Colorado. Catch a ride on a warm trade wind to Puerto no one knows. She'll find me waiting when my ship comes in. Gonna board and go whichever way the wind blows. I'll be off to find myself once again in Puerto no one knows. When my ship comes in to Puerto no one knows. When my ship comes in. It won't be long before my ship comes in. Where no one knows. She'll find me waiting when my ship comes in. Where no one knows. It won't be long before my ship comes in. Where no one knows. She'll find me waiting when my ship comes in. When my ship comes in.
A station so good, you'll want to set two presets. FM 107.3 in Durand and Mondovi, and AM Stereo 1430 in West Central Wisconsin and East Central Minnesota.
She was staring out the window of their SUV, complaining, saying, I can't wait to turn 18. She said, I'll make my own money and I'll make my own rules. Mama put the car in park out there in front of the school. And she kissed her head and said, I was just like you. You're gonna miss this. You're gonna want this back. You're gonna wish these days hadn't gone by so fast. These are some good times, so take a good look around. You may not know it now, but you're gonna miss this. Before she knows it, she's a brand new bride in her one bedroom apartment, and her daddy stops by. He tells her it's a nice place. She says, it'll do for now. Starts talking about babies and buying a house. Daddy shakes his head
says, baby, just slow down, 'cause you're gonna miss this, you're gonna want this back, you're gonna wish these days hadn't gone by so fast. These are some good times, so take a good look around. You may not know it now, but you're gonna miss this. He says they don't bother me. I've got two babies of my own. One's 36, one's 23. It's hard to believe, but you're gonna miss this. You're gonna want this back. You're gonna wish these days hadn't gone by so fast. These are some good times, so take a good look.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Trace Atkins, and you're going to miss this here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report on this Tuesday morning. And good morning. We have temperatures mid to upper 50s across the region this morning. Looks like we do have some more rain on the way. We'll have our ag weather forecast here coming up next hour. Also next hour, we'll have our Newsmaker segment 2. And coming up next, we have our Ag America. That's on the way here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit WICorn.org and become a member today.
Rugged outside, comfort inside. Working outside all day, you want to be in control. And TYM Tractors puts you in control with the TYM Climate Control Cab. This cab is designed with your comfort in mind, with temperature controls, plenty of headroom, and noise reduction. Rugged comfort that makes tough jobs a little bit easier. Work smarter, not harder. But you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers, like Synergy Cooperative, Highway 25 in Ridgeland.
It's time for Agriculture America. I'm Farm Broadcaster Brian Winnekins with news and issues from rural America. Resource abandonment, what is it? And how is it hurting agriculture and the overall economy? We'll explain coming up.
Wisconsin soybean growers have a lot of choices when it comes to selecting seed varieties. If you're a seed dealer, help make their choice a little easier by shining the spotlight on your products through the Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest. By entering customers at the contest by the August 31st deadline, seed dealers will receive $100 for one grower, $200 for three, and $300 for five or more. Growers must complete an entry and harvest form to qualify. For more information, visit wissoybean.org.
Farmers, is your stress starting to affect your work or your relationships? Feeling stress about finances or weather is common in farming. You're not alone. It can happen to any of us. From vouchers for in-person counseling to telecounseling from the comfort of your home, the Wisconsin Farm Center is here to help. If you're feeling overwhelmed, take that first step. Call toll-free 888-901-2558. That's 888-901-2558. A message from the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection.
Resource abandonment is becoming a problem in the United States. That, according to Congressman John Duderay of California, who's also a farmer. He talks about examples of resource abandonment.
If you look at what we're doing with our farm water in California, what we're doing with American energy policy, what we're doing with minerals, what we're doing with Endangered Species Act enforcement, wolves and bears and Delta smelt and salmon, it's all causing a resource abandonment that's coming back down very, very hard on the back of the American consumer. The American working family is just not making it. And as we see today with the economic news, for a lot of families, are doing quite well. If you're on the owl camera and you're sitting in your home, working from home, doing a high-tech job or communications or service job, you're doing great. Wages are going up. Now the government's talking about raising interest rates some more. That destroys resource industries, destroys capital investment.
Resource abandonment does include agriculture.
When we're not abandoning our resources in agriculture, we tend to want to misdirect them towards uses that aren't feeding humans or feeding things that feed humans. And I think that's a crisis, and I think that's coming down on the back of American working families.
He says Proposition 12 is a good example of a bad policy leading to negative effects.
California passed Prop 12. This is disgusting, and I've got a few ways I'm responding to this. We care about how many piggies there are in a pig pen. We care about how a chicken lays an egg, although I don't think most of the people supporting these policies really know of either. But then, on moral grounds, there's no documented animal welfare issue or anything else. This is just somebody's morality exercised in policy in California affecting the affordability of animal protein.
That's California Congressman John Duarte talking about resource abandonments hurting agriculture and the overall economy in the United States. That is today's Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnekins. Agriculture America is a presentation of the Midwest Ag Radio Network.
This is a consumer alert to all U.S. taxpayers who owe the IRS back taxes or have unfiled tax returns. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, you can now take advantage of active programs that provide relief to struggling taxpayers and may reduce or eliminate what you owe if you qualify, even if you are facing liens, levies, audits, wage garnishment, or already in a payment plan. Call the Easy Tax Relief Helpline now to check what savings you may qualify for at 800-535-8158. You may qualify to reduce up to 99% of what you owe or for other special programs. Once qualified and enrolled, you can rest assured that your assets are protected and all collection efforts will be stopped. Billions of dollars in savings are available through these relief programs for struggling taxpayers, but you must call to see if you qualify. To see what savings you qualify for, call 800-535-8158. 800-535-8158. That's 800-535-8158.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. In the overnight, a partly cloudy sky, light winds, and temperatures in the lower 50s by daybreak. On Tuesday, we'll see some clouds around and some showers, even some thunderstorms developing across the area. South winds and highs in the mid and upper 70s. Looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Right now, it's 55.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Well, I caught my wife with another man, and it cost me 99. On a prison farm in Georgia, close to the Florida line. Well, I've been here for 2 long years. I finally made the warden my friend. And so he sentenced me to a life of ease, taking care of old Red. Now old Red, he's the damnedest dog that I've ever seen. Got a nose that can smell a 2-day trail. He's a 4-legged tracking machine. You can consider yourself mighty lucky to get past the gators and the quicksand beds. But all these years that I've been here, ain't nobody got past Red. And the warden sang, come on somebody, why don't you run? Old Red's itching to have a little fun. Get my lantern, get my gun. Red'll have you treat for the morning crown. Well, I paid feet off the guard, and I slipped out a letter to my cousin up in Tennessee. On he brought down a blue tick hound. She was pretty as she could be. Well, they pinned her up in the swampland about a mile just south of the gate. And I'd take old Red for his evening run. I'd just drop him off and wait. And the warden sang, come on somebody, why don't you run? Red's itching to have a little fun. Get my lantern, get my gun. Little heavy treat for the morning come. Now old Red got real used to seeing his lady every night. And so I kept him away for 3 or 4 days and waited till the time got right. Well, I made my run with the evening sun, and I smiled when I heard him turn red out. 'Cause I was headed north to Tennessee, and old Red was headed south. And the warden sang, come on somebody, why don't you run? Red's itching to have a little fun. Get my lantern, get my gun. Red'll have your treat for the morning come. Now there's red-haired blue ticks all in the south. Love got me in here and love got me out.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Blake Shelton, Old Red, here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report on this Tuesday morning. Good morning. I'm Brian Winnikins. We have temperatures in the mid to upper 50s across the region this morning. This from Compeer Financial, farmers in Minnesota and Wisconsin who demonstrate agriculture leadership and advocacy, community involvement, and meet at least one of the following criteria are eligible to receive a $5,000 and direct one-time charitable gift of $2,500 to an organization of their choosing. It's the Groundbreaker of the Year Award from Compeer Financial. The farmer has to be 35 years or younger, under 10 years of farming or ranching, and generate less than $350,000 in annual gross sales for the 23 calendar year. Now, two farmers will also be selected as honorable mentions and receive $2,500 each. And you can just go to the Compeer Financial website to nominate a Groundbreaker of the Year farmer. Coming up, we have today's Farm Progress America here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by PepsiCo, working to keep farmers farming. Earlier this spring, the largest solar storm since 2003 provided millions of Americans with a view of the Northern Lights, but it also disrupted GPS signals for farmers in the middle of planting season. The impact was substantial, and I'll have the details after this. PepsiCo, working to keep farmers farming. At its core, PepsiCo is an agricultural company, and farmers are critical to the success of the business. Products from the company have the privilege of being in 94% of U.S. households, and all of their major food brands start with a commodity that is grown by a real farmer on a real farm. Many companies are emphasizing their efforts at sustainability, and PepsiCo's approach starts with the farmers first. That means listening to growers and responding with solutions that address the sustainability challenges you're concerned about. PepsiCo believes sustainability is best done through a partnership approach. You can swing by their booth at the Farm Progress Show this August and learn more about the PepsiCo mindset when it comes to working with farmers on sustainability, and see how they support their farmers through the value chain.
The solar storms that impacted the United States in recent weeks didn't just light up the sky, they brought modern agriculture to a sudden halt. As GPS networks froze under the onslaught of solar activity, farmers found themselves grappling with interrupted planting schedules and disrupted operations. The impact was significant. Dr. Terry Griffin, ag economics professor at Kansas State University, says the downtime caused by the GPS shutdown led to substantial revenue losses for farmers. Some reported intermittent issues, while others saw their equipment grind to a halt in the midst of the May planting window. Dr. Griffin described the losses as non-trivial, with the financial toll varying depending on the duration of the shutdown and the size of the farm operation. With GPS technology playing a crucial role in modern farming practices, the loss of signal meant more than just a pause in fieldwork. It meant the inability to accurately map fields, analyze yield, or participate in essential data services. For farmers, the disruption highlighted the vulnerability of agriculture to space weather events, and it underscored the need for protective measures to mitigate against future risks. Looking ahead, experts warned that the likelihood of future solar storms disrupting GPS signals remains high. Brian Basher of the National Oceanographic and Atmospheric Administration's Space Weather Prediction Center emphasizes the cyclical nature of solar activity. In light of these challenges, farmers are urged to prepare for future disruptions by investing in resilient technology and developing contingency plans. Dual-frequency GPS receivers, capable of calibrating signals for enhanced accuracy, offer a potential solution for mitigating the impact of distorted GPS signals during solar storms. Additionally, growers can monitor solar activity through NOAA's Space Weather Prediction Center, and that allows farmers to stay informed and up to date. I'll have more details when we come back.
Daily money management from Numbers R Us. It's all the same things an accountant does for a business, but for you. Whether it's an older loved one, a member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Rhonda at Numbers R Us makes your financial life headache-free and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Rhonda handles bills, deposits, and payments, monitoring accounts, and providing complete transparency. Set up a free visit with Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
Together, we're living in a smart rural community. A smart rural community is connected by a fiber optic broadband network for economic development, education, healthcare, government services, security, and more. 24/7 in West Wisconsin Telecom is a small local company with a big vision to develop and maintain a fiber optic broadband network that connects smart rural communities from the ground up. To learn more about smart rural communities, visit 24/7 in West Wisconsin Telecom online at wwt.net.
With the sun entering its most active phase, the likelihood of more solar storms impacting GPS service remains high. Since nearly 70% of U.S. farms utilize GPS for something in the operation, preparing for disruptions and being aware of solar weather are key ways to minimize its impact on your farm. That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by PepsiCo, working to keep farmers farming. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
The impact of a meal goes well beyond feeding our bodies, because feeling full can sound like this.
How did the interview go?
I did it! I got the job! I can't believe it!
And like this.
Mom! I got first place at the science fair with my volcano project!
That's amazing, sweetie. Congratulations!
Because when people are fed, futures are nourished, and everyone deserves to live a full life. Join the movement to end hunger at feedingamerica.org/act now. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Do you have unfiled tax returns or being threatened by the IRS that your wages are about to be garnished or bank accounts are going to be levied? You need an ally. Allies Tax Relief has professionals ready to fight for you. Their enrolled agents, tax attorneys, and CPAs have saved millions of dollars for taxpayers just like you. They won't just resolve your tax problems. They'll most importantly protect your wages, bank accounts, and all your assets from being taken by the IRS. Call for a free consultation. 800-230-5174. 800-230-5174. Or go to allies-tax-relief.com.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Guitar.
till the daylight's gone. Sing the rain on the roof on summer night where they still know wrong from right. Sing a song about the heartland. Sing a song about my life. They still know wrong from right. Sing a song about the heartland. Sing a song about my life.
keeping advertising dollars local. We're Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Well, you can buy a diamond ring, slip it on my hand. Put me on a big old plane and fly me to a foreign land. Show me rows of fancy clothes, say, honey, you can take your pick. Well, that'd be my kind, but it ain't gonna do the trick. Give a little love, a little squeeze and a little kiss. Give a little hug, I want some more of this. Take a little time, yeah. That's what a woman wants. So give a little love. Get this, you can be some big hunk, handsome, dark and tall. Talk to me in foreign tongues with a southern drawl. Be a man from Osiam and wear a pointed hat. Well, I don't care how you look, cause that ain't where it's at. So give a little love, a little squeeze and a little kiss. Give a little hug, I want some more of this. Take a little time, yeah, and make a little fuss. That's what a woman wants. Give a little love. Well, there are men who turn your head and knock you off of your feet. Sweet talk and big blue eyes make a poor heart skip a beat. Drive you wild with a smile and then they'll treat you cruel. Well, I ain't gonna fall for that, cause a mama didn't raise no fool. So give a little love, a little squeeze and a little kiss. Give a little hug, I want some more of this. Take a little time, yeah, make a little fuss. That's what a woman wants. So give a little love. Give a little love.
With news of agriculture, I'm Brian Winnekins. Wisconsin had 2.9 days suitable for field work for the week ending June 9th, according to USDA. Wet conditions continued throughout the week, slowing progress on planting corn and soybeans. Corn planting was at 87% complete, 13 days behind last year. Now corn emergence was at 78% complete, corn condition 69% good to excellent. Soybean planting 87% complete, 9 days behind last year. Soybean emergence was 75% complete and condition 73% good to excellent. Oat planting progress was at 95% complete, emergence 87% complete. Oat condition declined to 79% good to excellent. Winter wheat was 81% headed. Winter wheat condition improved to 86% good to excellent. And potato condition stayed constant at 85% good to excellent. June is June Dairy Month, and it's hard to have a National Dairy Month without dairy, and it's hard to have dairy without dairy farmers. What hasn't worked out well for milk producers since 2019 is the current Class 1 mover, the formula that helps set the price of fluid milk under the federal milk market order. That formula was changed in the 2018 Farm Bill under current rules, which were adjusted so that milk processors could better manage pricing risk. Dairy producers have now lost an estimated $1.2 billion compared to the previous formula. The losses are occurring because farmers now bear a disproportionate part of the burden when prices turn volatile. That wasn't foreseen when the change to the formula first went into effect. The National Milk Producers Federation proposal during the federal milk market order hearings would restore the old formula, as does the Farm Bill recently passed by the House Agriculture Committee. The Wyoming Livestock Board and Wyoming Department of Agriculture received confirmation last week that HPAI has been found in a dairy cattle herd. The National Veterinary Service Laboratory confirmed the infection. That's the first case in a Wyoming dairy farm. The Livestock Board encourages all dairy producers to closely monitor their herd and contact their veterinarians immediately if their cattle are symptomatic, said Hallie Hazel, Wyoming State Veterinarian. The primary concern with the diagnosis is on-dairy production losses, as the disease has been associated with a decreased milk production. Hazel also reiterated the risk to cattle is minimal and the human health risk remains very low. Now, symptoms of cattle infection include a drop in milk production, loss of appetite, changes in manure consistency, thickened or colostrum-like milk, and a low-grade fever. Dairies are then required to ensure that only milk from healthy animals enters the food chain. And a reminder that milk that is pasteurized will prevent the HPAI virus from surviving. Reports are showing that a surprising tax change in Brazil has the potential to make soy grown in the world's largest soybean exporter less competitive with supplies from the U.S. A provisional measure signed by Brazil's president limits the ability of Brazil's commodity exporters and processors to monetize tax credits. To compensate, merchants will likely have to raise soy prices, making beans grown in Brazil less competitive with American soybeans, at least in the short term. MS Limited, a risk management firm, says in this scenario, there would be a shift in soybean demand to the U.S., removing Brazil as a competitive source between August and September, accelerating the U.S. export program. Arlen Suderman, chief economist with StoneX, says the Brazilian soybean processors and biofuel producers will essentially have higher tax costs and lower margins. The revenue drop will shift some crush and biofuel activity to Argentina and the United States, Suderman told Reuters. Despite falling net farm income, rising interest expenses, and generally low producer sentiment, Agriculture Economic Insights says farm loan delinquencies improved in 2023. Across all commercial banks, the share of farm loans classified as delinquent fell to only 0.91% in the fourth quarter of last year. The previous points in the farm real estate delinquency rates were from 2005 to 2007 and from 2014 to 2015. It's worth noting that loan delinquencies at those times dipped to 1.5%. The current dip featuring delinquency rates below 1% is uncommon. The average fourth quarter delinquency rate has been 2.2% since 1991. However, farm real estate deficiencies haven't been meaningfully above the long-running average since 2012. Delinquency rates for farm non-real estate loans also fell in 2023, reaching 0.71%. That's the latest news of agriculture. I'm Brian Winnekins. Join Jesse Allen for the latest news and issues affecting rural America with AOA this afternoon from 3 till 4 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
Roots. We plant them, we feed them. They are the foundation. This is Matthew with Bluff Country Feed and Seed. This June, we send our thanks to all the hardworking dairy farm families across western Wisconsin. Without you, we wouldn't have the wonderful dairy products we all love. Not in dairy or agriculture? Check out a local breakfast on the farm every Saturday at a farm near you.
Strong roots lead to a strong business and a thriving community. Plant your roots with us at Bluff Country Feed and Seed.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. In the overnight, a partly cloudy sky, light winds, and temperatures in the lower 50s by daybreak. On Tuesday, we'll see some clouds around and some showers, even some thunderstorms developing across the area. South winds and highs in the mid and upper 70s. Looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Right now, it's 55.
1430 AM and 107.3 FM. Real Country.
She's dressed to kill in the dress he bought her. She wouldn't care if he walked in and caught her. She's come to dance a dance or two, and do no telling what by the time the night is through. She found out the hard way about him. She's out to find out how she'll do without him. Her hands are shaking, her heart's pounding by the way she's drinking. His memory. Head turns, you can see how hot her fire burns. He didn't know what a good thing he had. Well, it's too late, that's too bad.
Knowing that he couldn't have the toy till his nuggets were gone. A green traffic light turned straight to red. I hit my brakes and mumbled under my breath. His fries went a-flying and his orange drink covered his lap. Well, in my four-year-old set a four-letter word. It started with S, and I was concerned. So I said, son, now where'd you learn to talk like that? He said, I've been watching you, Dad, ain't that cool? I'm your buckaroo, I wanna be like you and eat all my food and grow as tall as you are. We got cowboy boots and camo pants, yeah, we're just alike, hey, ain't we, Dad? I wanna do everything you do. So I've been watching you. We got back home and I went
left to the barn. I bowed my head and I prayed real hard. Said, Lord, please help me help my stupid self. The next side of bedtime later that night, turning on my son Scooby-Doo night light. He crawled out of bed and he got down on his knees. He closed his little eyes, folded his little hands, spoke to God like he was talking to a friend. And I said, son, now where'd you learn to pray like